So we are holding on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Then we are at the next Mishnah of Ben Ir. So here in this next Mishnah we have a discussion. We mentioned obviously that a Ben Ir in Ayares and Kfarim, they lay on Yudalud, and if you have an ear which is Mekefes Chema, which we refer to as a Krach in this Mishnah, as it leans on Tezvav. Now the question is, at what stage is one deemed and classified as a Ben Ir to say that you lay it on Yudalud, and at what stage is one classified as a Ben Krach that you lay it on Tezvav? In other words, when it comes to, let's say, certain Dinei Torah, let's say Legabe the Din of the Minag of Ma'os Chitim, Kimcha the Pischa, or various stalkers in the city. So sometimes we say you have to have been living in the city for 30 days in order to be considered a Ben Ir Legabi that particular din, and so on. So at what stage does a person take on a Shem Ben Ir, Ben Krach? Do you need to be there for a year, for 30 days, for a week, for an hour, for a day, and so on? So that's going to be the deal in the ratio. So Ben Ir Shehalach LeKrach, or Ben Krach Shehalach LeIr. So you've got, let's say, a Bnei Braki went to Yerushalayim, or Yerushalmi went to Bnei Brak. So we say, if he's planning on going back to his place, to his city, and we'll see exactly when, but he's planning on going back to his city, the din is Kerakim Koimoy. So he does not become like the visiting city, but rather he lanes Kim Koimoy, like the place where he is from. Yemlav Kerimayan. But if not, he lanes with the place where he is visited. Now, from where should a person lane the Megillah and the Yotza? So we appreciate this. Rabbi Meir, Aymer Kula, you have to lane the whole thing. The whole thing from the Bimeach HaShverish to the very end. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Me'ish Yehudi, Rabbi Yisi Aymer, Me'achar HaDvarim Ha'ela. And the Gemara is going to say that they're all learning out from the same pasuk, and the question is really just how to dash in the pasuk. And even though usually the halachic protocol is Reb Yehuda Reb Meir, halachic Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda Reb Yosi, halachic Reb Yosi, so kol shekein, we shouldn't pass them like Reb Meir, but here we're going to pass them like Reb Meir. Good, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, leishanu. And let's see Rashi and what leishanu means. Leishanu de ben krach. So he starts with the second case. Lei shano, the case of the ben krach shahalach le'ir v'asid lachzel and kaimoi kere v'chamisha asar v'lei v'arbasar. So we only learned the din of the Yerushalmi who went to Bnei Brak and he's planning on coming back to Yerushalayim, that he lanes on Tezvav as per his makam. So lei shano elisha asid lachzer b'leila yudalid. He's planning on coming back sometime in the night of the 14th. But if he's not planning on coming back sometime on the night of the 14th, then he would have to lay on the 14th. So let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says, again, the Leishon is gone. When do we say that he lanes Kim Kaimoi? So in this case, he'd be laning on the 15th. Ella she'asid lachzer b'leil arbaasar. Zakto Hashim koydim amud hashacha yotze min ha'ir. So if let's say before Alois he's leaving Bnei Brak, who the k'tani she'in etzarach lekreis imahen b'leil yudalet. In other words, it's Purim night in Bnei Brak. He's in Bnei Brak. It's Purim night, and everyone in Bnei Brak is laying the Megillah, and he's there b'shas kriya. And let's say Alayz HaShachar is at 4 a.m. But he's planning on leaving at 3 a.m. So even though, you know, 7-8 hours earlier, everyone is laning there, but he's planning on leaving there before Alayz. So again, even though he was there at the time of the Kriya, so in, during Ma'ariv, after Ma'ariv, everyone lanes, he can say, I'm not Mechuyev in this Kriya, I'm planning on leaving in 6 hours from now before Amud HaShachar.
hoyel ubiyoim lo yisham ein ze afilo pruz ben yoimoy.
Being that where when the morning comes, he will not be there, so he is not considered to be, quote, a pruz ben yoimoy. He's not considered to be someone who shayach to the Ari Prozis for one day. Aval ein osid is Rashi lotzeis misham belayla. He's not planning on leaving there sometime in the night. Dehashta havi paruz la'isa yoim. So now it's considered to be that he's a paruz for that day. Aval bish osid lachzer lemachar liyoim nikra paruz. He is now quote considered to be a paruz v'kiri mahen. Bein belayla yudalid, bein beyudalid. So, in other words, let's just speak it out to get this clear. Let's say Ma'ariv on the 14th is at 6 p.m. and Amud HaShachar is at 4 a.m. and he is planning on leaving at 7 a.m. on Yudalit, going back to Yerushalayim. So you're planning on leaving at 7 a.m. It's already after Amud HaShachar, and that means you are planning on being in Bnei Brak at 7 a.m. after Amud HaShachar. So now we would tell you already the previous night you're already mechuyev and nikra megillah in Bnei Brak, both Ma'ariv and Shachris. And even let's say if he leaves Bnei Brak and he's in Yerushalayim on the 14th at 8 a.m., we say, I'm sorry, you are mechuyev to take out a megillah and to lain. I know when Yerushalayim is laining, it's your dal, it doesn't make a difference. You plan on being in one of the prozis on Yudalah during the day, so that chiyah was already chal on you, and the fact that now you go to Yerushalayim, that's not going to be mafkiyah your chiyah. So everything depends on what your intention was come the morning of Yudalah. Says Rashi now, v'hu adin leben ir. The same is true with a ben ir shaholach lekrach. So you've got someone from Bnei Brak who travels to Yerushalayim. We say, Im osid lachzer b'leilei tezvav shalei yehisham b'yim tezvav. He's not planning on being there on the morning of the 15th. So then, le'avi mukaf le'yayimei v'ker b'yadalad k'cheves m'kaymei. And again, what's the chiddush? V'afo b'yishu b'krach. So that means it's the night of the 14th. It's the night of the 14th and he's in Yerushalayim. He's mechuyev in Mikra Megillah on the night of the 14th in Yerushalayim. He's mechuyev in Mikra Megillah. Why? Because he's planning on leaving Yerushalayim before the morning of the 15th. Therefore, he's still considered to be that he's mechuyev in Mikra Megillah as per the city that he's from. That's what he says. V'adin leben ir shahalach lekrachim osid lachzer belel tezvav. He's not considered to be a mukif for the day. The kirib yadalid kachavis makayim. He has to lay on yadalid like his chiyav. Afal pi yishuv a krach aval ein osed lagzer b'leilit tezvav. But if he's not planning on being there before the morning, ein sarach likreis b'yadalid imamtim v'kirim ahen. So even though the following day sometime he's going back, but being that he's planning on being there the morning of the 15th, then he is considered to be a Yerushalmi and he is Mechuyev. So we're saying everything is fixed with what your intention was. And again, l'halacha we say, let's just take an example. You live in Yerushalayim. You went to Bnei Brak on the 13th. And you were planning on coming back before the morning of the 14th, before Amud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar is at 4 a.m. You were planning on leaving at 3 a.m. And in the end, you got stuck in Bnei Brak until 9 a.m. You're not mechuyev to lein. Even though you were there, Shachris, and you ended up davening Shachris in Bnei Brak at 7 a.m. So you were there the night of the 14th, you were there the morning of the 14th. But you were not planning on being there. You got stuck there. If you were in this Akev Sham, Shaloi Midaitcha, that was not part of the plan. You're not considered to be a Ben Ir. An amazing thing, you were there at the time, both Ma'ariv and Shachris. You were planning on going back before. You're not considered to be a Ben Ir Lagabi this din. So in order to be Mechuyev In the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of this siman in Taf Reish Peches, he gives quite a lengthy hakdama, and he mentions these points. You know, it has to be that you had intention to be in the place where you were, and you have to have been considered called a paruz ben yoimaya, or a krach for one day, and it's fixed at the time of the morning. The morning is the ikr zman, like we mentioned, the ikr kriya is during the morning. So one more time, says the Gemara, Rav Leishanu, that he's kerakim kaimai, and he's not considered to be shayach to the new place that he's in. Leishanu elisha asid lafzer belele yudalid. He's planning on going back to Yerushalayim sometime in the night of the 14th before dawn. Avol ein asid lafzer belele arbas of kerimayen. I'm a Rav, where do we know this from? Rashi says, to Mishum Ahu Yoima Chashiv Kavasei. So it's really asking the case that he does lain like the place that he's in. Where do you see that just being there for one day is enough to say you're now Shaykh to Yerushalayim, Shaykh to Bnei Brak? I live permanently in the other place. I'm a Rav, Tichsev Al Kein Yehudim HaParozim HaYoshvim Ba'ari HaParozes. It mentions the Yehudim HaParozim, they're in unwalled cities, and then it reiterates HaYoshvim Ba'ari HaParozes. So Mechti, Ksiv HaYehudim HaParozim. It already says the Yehudim HaParozim Lamalil Mechtav HaYoshvim Ba'ari HaParozes. Why does it need to say that? Elamite's coming to be Marbel Kamash Malan, the Paruz Ben Yoime Nikra Paruz. If a person is called a Paruz for even one day, he is called a Paruz. Paruz Ben Yoime Nikra Paruz. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan Paruz Mukaf Binalan. How do you know that a Mukaf, if you're a Mukaf for one day, you're considered to be a Mukaf? And that the Gemara says, Svara Hu, it's a Svara. Be the Paruz Ben Yoime Karu Paruz Mukaf Ben Yoime Karu Mukaf. Why should we make a distinction? In other words, you might have said, well, being that we saw that Yudalev is man Kriya L'Rayv Ha'olam, so maybe it's easier to be called a Yudalev insofar as that is the Ikra Zman for Rayv Ha'olam. But the Gemara is saying Legabi, the classification, how we're Magdir you, there is a Svara that there's no reason to differentiate between the two. Midaparas Ben Yehme Karaparas Mukha Ben Yehme is Kari Mukha. Fine. So that is the din of the Mishnah. Now Rava tells us a new din. Amar Rava Ben Kfar Shahalach Le'ir. So this takes us back to the beginning of the Masechta. We said Megillah is Nikreis Beit Aleph, Beit Beis, Beit Gimel. We said that Yudalef Yubayz Gimel is a special concession which was made to the Bnei Kfarim when they are nichnas, when they enter the cities, b'yom haknisa, that we allow them to lane Yudalef Yubayz and Yud Gimel. So it says, Rava ben kfar shahalach le'ir, bein kach u'bein kach kiri imahen. Whatever his plans are, whatever his intentions are, if he's there on Yudalef, he always is going to lane with them. Rashi says, Ben Kach, Ben Kach. And again, let's just see one Rashi before. Ben Kfar Shehikdim Bekorli Yemaknisa. So he's already laned on your base. He has laned already on your base. He's finished. You would have thought he's done. He's done it. He's done his Chiyah. V'achach Halach Le'ir. V'hoyasham Le'al Yedalad. And he happens to be in the city on the night of the 14th, he is planning on leaving at midnight, going back home to his little village. Already that night, he's mechuyev to lay nachamal. He's already lained. He has to lane again. So says Rava. My time, says the Gemara, Amrava, ben kvash halach le'ir, ben kach, kirman, my time. Hi, kibnei ir boile mikri. Because we say like this, really he should be laying like a ben ir on your dalet. Hi, kibnei ir boile mikri. Rabban hu da akilu ala kfarim kidei shisapku maimu mazin la achayim. Really he should be laying on your dalet. Elamah, we said the reason why he doesn't lay on your dalet, this was a special kula. And really the maskan of the Gemara was that because they are busy being misapik maim and mazin lachem the whole year round. That's the reason why Chazal were makel on them, and they allowed them to lay and be a maknisa. But really, he's supposed to be laying on yadalad. Remember, we learned out at the beginning of the Meshachta, the Gemara says that it has to be some type of a remez in the pasuk to lay in on yud aleph, yud beis, or yud gimel, because otherwise, how could you possibly do it? And the Gemara had two sources. Source number one was from Mi Bizmanehem, and source number two, Rishmo Ben Nachmani, was from Kayomim. So, okay, there was a remez to allow them to lay in on yud aleph, yud beis, yud gimel, but etzem mitzad, that which is mafurish in the Megillah, yud aleph is the time to lay in. So, Rabbanu da'akila lekfarm kadei shisat kumayim umazim la'acheyem. This word kadei is a little bit difficult, according to the Maskan of the Gemara. it was really because they are misapik mayim umazim la'acheyem the whole year round. Kadei shisat mayim umazim la'acheyem shepekrochem. So, hani mili, when does this kula apply? Hani mili ki isei beduchte. It's only if he's back safe and sound in the kvar on your dalet. So then he can say, you know what? I came to the city on Yud Gimel, I lay in the Yud Gimel, and now I'm back in my kfar on the night of Yud Aleph, I'm potter, I don't need to go back again. Okay? It's a kula for you because of the reasons explained. So if you're back in your kfar, you don't have to. But if you are in the ear in Yud Aleph, which is the Ikr Zman Chiyo for everyone, Gisa Be'ir, Kibnei Ir, Boila Mikri. Therefore, you need to lane like the Bnei Ir. If you look at Rashi, going across, up a few lines, Kibnei Ir, Boila Mikri, Kol HaProzim Zmanom, Bar Bosar, Bein Kfarim, Vein Ayaris, Rabbanu Dakilo Aleyem, Lahaktim Liyem Aknisa. Hanimili Dakilo Alayu Dein Sarach Lachzor V'Likreis, So it's a special kula if you're back in the kfar, but if you're in the ear, then you have to lane on your dalet like everyone else. That is the chiddush of Rava.
That means you've got to lane again in the morning, even though you're planning on staying the night, and possibly the Rav said leaving at midnight, he's now got to stay
here
the morning.
Well, it doesn't make you. No, I mean, look, whether he stays or not is irrelevant, because even if he goes back to the kfar, he is mechuyev to lean on yudalat. Now, again, either you'll say that, if, remember we had a machlokes rishonim on that beis min alav shitas Rashi was that the whole din or the whole kula of makdimim liyam aknisa was because he is illiterate or he doesn't know how to lean, and therefore when he goes to the ear, someone from the ear lanes for him. Remember we mentioned the rishonim, we mentioned the ritzvah. We should have asked, but how can someone in the ear be mitzvahim if he's only mechuyev on yudalad? And how can he lane for someone on yud aleph? How can he be mitzvahim? He's not a mechuyev bedavar. So some we should have learned based on that. The enoch nami, the ben ear is not laning for the ben kfar. It's just that the ben kfar, when he comes in on yud aleph, he will use a minion of people locally in order for him himself to lay in and be yetzir his chiyuv. And that's the way some should have learned. But according to this, we would say that when he goes back to the kfar, if he goes back to the kfar, even if there's no minion, he's mechuyev to lay in on yudalad. I mean, you're right. If he doesn't know how to lay in, then presumably we would say, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yud, you are now mechuyev to lay in on yudalad. I would assume in such a case he would be mechuyev even if he leaves. Unless you say the chiddush of Rav is only so long as he's in the ear, then he needs to lane. If he left in the midnight, he lanes at night, now he's back home, now we can apply that kula that you already were yates on yud aleph. I'm not sure. Al kabbalah, that is the basic chiddush of Rav. Ben krach shahalach le'ir, ben kach kira kim kemei. So what does the Braisa say? You have a Ben Krach who went to a city, right? So he is Yerushalmi, he went to Bnei Brak. Ben Kach or Ben Kach, Kerakim Kemai. Either way, he lanes on Tezvov. That's what it says. Now, ask Gemara, Ben Krach, Salka Daitach, do you think that's what the Braisa is supposed to say? It's speaking about a Ben Krach, a Yerushalmi who went to Bnei Brak. In all cases, he lanes on Tezvav. can that brisa be make sense? Ben Kratzal Kedaitach, Be'im Asid Lachzer Talia Milsa. We said everything depends on whether or not he has intention to go back to laying on his place, to go back. Be'im Asid Lachzer Talia Milsa. Elalav, says the Gemara, so really what must the brisa say? Elalav Ben Kfar. It must be that the brisa is supposed to say Ben Kfar. So they add in Uketani Kira Kim Kaimai, and it says nevertheless he lanes Kim Kaimai. So you see that a Ben Kfar lanes Kim Kaimai. He's not going to be mechuyev to lane on Yudalad. He lanes already on Yudalad. Now he happens to be in a city. He happens to be in Bnei Brak. He's from a tiny little village outside Bnei Brak. He comes in to Bnei Brak. In all cases, he lanes Kim Kaimai like they do in the Kfar. He's not mechuyev. So you see, not like you, Ravon. And that the Gemara says, "V'lav tirutzi mitaratzta." But didn't you anyway have to amend the brisa? So anyway, once you see that you have to amend the brisa, because the brisa clearly it was incorrect the way it was presented. "V'lav tirutzi mitaratzta." So if so, tani kerimahen. So if so, you might as well fix it up to make it fixed, to make it fit like Ravon, and say benkach or benkach kerimahen. In all cases, whether or not he's planning on going back to his kfar or not, you're in the ear on your dalad. You have to lay in on your dalad. It's a special kula. If you're makdimim liyeh maknisim and you're back home in your kfar, then in achanam you don't have to lay in again. But once you are in the ear, even if you're planning on going back in the middle of the night, you're mechuyev to lay in like the ear. Fine. Okay, says the Gemara. We said Mehechan Keres Adam as a Megillah. From where does a person lay the Megillah? So we mentioned the three shitas. Rabbi Meir said the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda said from Ish Yehudi. Rabbi Yosi says from Achar Hadvarim Ho'ela. Good. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Berichai Oimer from some of the years of Rabbi Shimon Ben Loza. Oimer Mi Balayla Hahu. Some say you have to lay in from Balayla Hahu. So this is a fourth shita. Mi balaylahu. Am Rabbi Yechanan v'chulan mikra echad darshu. And all of these four shitas are dashing the same pasuk. The pasuk says, v'tichtev Esther hamalka u'mardachai yudi is called teikif. It says, they wrote down as kol teikif the entire strength. So manda amr kula, according to Rabbi Meir, he says you have to lay in the whole Megillah. So we say toikfay shel Achashverosh. So it's referring to the strength of Achashverosh. And from the very beginning of the Megillah, it mentions the strength of Achashverosh, that he was molech on 127 medinos. So you have to lay in from the toikef of Achashverosh. Umanda Amrami Ish Yehudi. No, Teikfay Shal Mardechai. The Iker is the Teikif of Mardechai. Umanda Amrami Achar Had Devorim Va'ela. Gidla Melech is Haman. It's a Teikfay Shal Haman. The strength of Haman. Umanda Amrami Balayla Hahu Teikfay Shal Nais. So, from kind of where the Nais really begins, where you see that Mardechai was. And that Yukara and Gedula was given to Mardechai and so on. So that is the four shitas. They all are dashing the Toikef, and the question is the Toikef of who? Say again. The question is, why should we start from the beginning? Look, it doesn't say explicitly in the Megillah that we have to lay the whole Megillah. It says a lashon of a tichtiv Esther Hamalka Basavichai Mardechai Yehudi. So it mentions something about writing down. And then it says, as kol ha-toikif, all of the toikif. Okay, so which toikif is the ikra toikif, which we need to recall and remember? And that is the din over here. Rashi at the beginning says, ma'am kol ha-toikif, l'kayim yigeres ha-purim, al toikif hikpid lahazkir. So, meaning whatever is called the toikif, that is something which we need to be masked. It's also interesting, often we have differences between different minhagim in the Haftarah as to what you have to lay in. Like Lamashrol, in a couple of weeks from now, in Parshas Beshalach. So there's a big difference between Minag Ashkenaz and the Minag of Svardim and maybe other Kehilas as to what you lay in. You know, in the Shabbos Shira, so do you just lay in the Shira of Devorah? Or do you lay in a whole section before about the battle, the Melchama, and so on? And that is Minag Ashkenaz. And some explain, you can only appreciate the Shira's Devorah if you see what happened beforehand. Just like, you know, if you lay in the beginning, if you just lay in the Shira without the fact that the Mitzrayim were chasing after us and the Bnei Yisrael were panicking and they cried out to Hashem, so you don't appreciate the Shira. So some explain in a Minhag Ashkenaz that you only appreciate the Shira's Devorah if you lay in the section before. You know, here we're saying you have to lay in the Tokef, so is it, you know, Reb Meir says we have to first understand the Tokef of Achashverosh. I mean, he was Melech on 127 Medinas, the Ganze Welt, and he could have killed, he authorized this Gezerah Lahashmid Laharagul Abed. So, you know, to just read from the beginning of the Nais, no, you have to begin with the Tokef of Achashverosh. That was the first Pshat. Rav Huna Amar Mihacha. He says, no, we have a different source. The pasuk says, let's just read the whole pasuk. The whole pasuk says, Al kein karu layamim ha'ele furim al shem ha'pur. Al kein al kol divrei ha'igeres hazois umaro al kacha umahigi aleihem. Umaro al kacha umahigi aleihem. So says the Gemara, Rav Huna, Ma'ro al kacha umahigi aleihem. Manda makula Ma'ro Achashverosh. Meaning, what did Achashverosh see? Shinishtamish bekelim shel beis hamikdash. Al kacha, on this he saw, mishum dechashiv shivim shnin v'lei ifrik. He saw the 70 years, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, that he made his chashiv, and he saw that Baal Shatza made a mistake. He said, I'm not going to make a mistake, and he was chashiv shivim shnin v'lei ifrik, and he saw that the Yidden were not redeemed, umahigi aleihem, and what happened to them? What was the punishment? To kotel Vashti, because Vashti was killed, and so on. So again, it's coming to explain al kain karli amameila purim al shema pur, and therefore al kain al kol divrei igeres hazois. So it's mentioning that about the igeres and what's important to read in this igeres, the maro al kacha umahigi aleihem. If we look at the Rashi over here, Umar Ro Al Kacha, Hamegillah Nichteves Vindikras, it's written and read, Lohidia Ladurais, Ma Ro Ba'isi Hazman, Sha'asu, Ma Sha'asu, Ramafarej, Al Kacha Asu, Ulafarej Mahegia Allah Isim. So that is all Rabbi Meir. Mandam in Ish Yehudi, according to the opinion which says Ish Yehudi, that was Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Ma ra Mardechai de ikne Bahaman. What did Mardechai see that he was ikne, there was a kina al Bahaman, al kacha, de shavin ashe avay de zara. So Mardechai was incensed about the fact that Haman made him, he deified himself, de shavin ashe avay de zara. And therefore Mardechai was le yichra vele yishtachave. Uma higi aleyem de srachesh nisa. And what happened that this nace took place for him? According to Rabbi Yezu, says Ma'acha Hadvar Ma'ela. So Ma'ra Haman Shniskana B'chal Yehudim. So why did Haman get so upset and jealous? B'chal Yehudim. Al Kacha Mishum De Mardechai LeYichra VeLeYishtachta, because he didn't bow down to him. U'Ma'agi Aleihem B'Talei Saiv Esbonav Al Ha'etz. And so on. And finally, the Shita of Shem Yochai, Rav Shem Ben Lazar, Uman the Armor Me Balaila Hahu, so Ma Ro Achashverosh Lahavia Sefra Zichreines. Why did Achashverosh see fit to bring the Sefra Zichreines Al Kacha, the Zimnesei Esther Lahaman Bahadei? Because he started to get jealous. Why is it that Esther is inviting Haman to this Suda? What is something going on? Are they plotting to kill me? And so on. So those are the four sheets, three in the Mishnah and one in the Braisa. Amr Chalbei, Amr Chama Bar Gurya, Amr Rav. Halacha kedivrei ha'omer kula. We pass in like Rabbi Meir says kula, and again this is the reason why we pass in like Rabbi Meir. Had it just been the Mishnah, we would say Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. We would pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, but we have this psak of Rav halacha kedivrei ha'omer kula. Afilu leman darmi me'ish Yehudi, and even according to the Meikel Shita, which says it's enough to do from ish Yehudi tzricha shetiksuva kula. Nevertheless, there's a requirement that the whole thing is written. The whole thing at least needs to be written. It's just a question of from how, from where do you start to lane, but the whole thing needs to be written. Another memra of Rabchel by Amram Chama bar Gurya Amarav Megillah Nikreis Sefer the Nikreis Igeres. And Megillah is both called a Sefer, and there's going to be various dinim of a Sefer, and there are going to be various dinim of an Igeres. So let's see. The Gemara says Nikreis Sefer Shim Tafra Bechuti Pishtan Psula. It is called a Sefer insofar as if you stitched it together with linen strings, it is psula. If all you put is three chutin gidin, it is ksheira. Majesty, read one more line, we'll see Rashi. Providing that it is mishulash. Let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says, Nikris sefer, v'nichtav b'sefer. Pasuk says it was written in a sefer. So what does it mean? What din a sefer does it have? Shim tafra b'chutei pishtan psula. The ikulamada arme b'mesachis makis sefer tereshim nisparu b'pishtan psula. If it's stitched together with linen, it is possible. Menikris igeres, but it's also called an igeres. It's not a full fledged sefer. It doesn't have all the dinim of a sefer. Shiyu mishulashin. We said provided that it is mishulashin. So number one, we said it is called a. We said it's called an igeres. In that, if you matzel three chutin, that is sufficient. Three chutin gidin, it's sufficient. But Rabbi Nachman said that's providing that it is mishulash. Says Rashi, shiyu mishulashin. Shiyu mireish hatefer admakim tfiris hagid. Kinimeno the ad hagid hasheni umin hasheni l'shlishi kimishlishi l'seif hasei a tefer. So it seems to me that these stitches, it needs to be equally spread out throughout the Megillah. And you know there are other, that's where Rashi seems to learn. Tosa seems to go like Rashi, but there are other opinions in the Rishonim what it means. It needs to be mishulish. And Ladina, because there are several opinions, what exactly it means, a little bit, you know, Lashma Gemara, it needs to be Mishulash. What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch paskins several shitas, several Rishonim Lachumra, as to what exactly means Mishulash. According to Rashi, it seems to be somehow the stitches are equidistant between the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Could you write it just on one piece of cloth?
Say again? Question is, can you write it on one single piece of cloth and then you won't necessarily need to have any stitching? I'm not sure. I'm reviewed on Amar Shmuel. Hakura b'Megillah haksuva bein haksuvim loy yotza. So if a person reads the Megillah and it's written bein haksuvim loy yotza, what does it mean it's written bein haksuvim? Says Rashi, haksuva bein haksuvim svarim. Sha'ayu b'meyeh hachamim kulan b'gilyan. So let's say you've got all of Ksuvim written together, and you've got Megillah Esther, and you read the Megillah, and it's Bein HaKsuvim. Says Rashi Le'yotza De'Bein, and Igeres La'atzma. It's a separate letter. It's got to be an Igeres La'atzma. De'Mefarsim Nisa Tveya. You've got a separate Igeres, a separate scroll. That is considered to be more of a Pirisa. Rashi is explaining why Le'yotza. Rashi understands it's Din. In the Pesuminisa, Techikura bein aksuvim, Nirikikura bein mikra. It's like you're just taking out a nach and you're just laning it. It doesn't appear that it's special insofar as you're laning it in an entire scroll which has all of nach, or all of ksuvim, or all of the Megillahs in it. Amarava, Leyamarn, Elodele, Michsra, Umiyatra, Purta. Ava, Michsra, Miyatra, Purta, Leslanba. Fascinating. Meaning, this is only providing that the scroll is the same size. So if the height of all of the ksuvim is the same height, then you're not yatsa. But if the height of the other ksuvim is you know, 15 inches, and then there's the height of the section of Megillas Esther is 20 inches, and so on, or it's smaller, so then it kind of looks very distinct because of its size or shape, then you are. Then it's okay, says Rashi, Baram Rashi, Michser Miyatra, Arucha Mishar HaKlafim, Lamala, Eilamata, Eikitzara Mehen, Veyeshla Heker La'atzim. The point is, it looks distinct, and then it is okay, less than that. Levi Bashmol, Havi Kakari Kamedra of Yudith and Megillah, Haksuva Bain Haksuvim. He laid that one which is written Bain Haksuvim. Amarle Ari Amru Hakirbim Megillah Haksuva Bain Haksuvim La Yotza. We learned if you read one which is Bain Haksuvim La Yotza. Amram Chibar Abba Amram Yechanan. So he told him La Yotza. In such a case, we learned that you're La Yotza. Amram Chibar Abba Amram Yechanan Hakirbim Megillah Haksuva Bain Haksuvim. So what does that mean, says Rashi? After he said this, he hit the Shmua, so to speak. So again, Rashi is saying that this Memra, he kind of hit a claim of Chazav Sasar. He was sacred somewhat. It is not a halach lamesh misinai. It is a din derabonin. It is a din derabonin, as we mentioned, because it's got to be nikkur that it's a separate igeris. But if you're doing it for yourself, so then you know yourself, and therefore it is fine. This din that you need to leave over the stitching when you stitch up the amudim of a Sefer Torah and you connect the amudim one to the other, so you are supposed to be mishayer. You shouldn't stitch every amud from the bottom all the way to the top, but rather you're supposed to leave over a section of it not stitched. So this din of Shir HaTefer, Halach L'mish Misinai, this is Halach L'mish Misinai. But then once again, Umachulei Amoicha, he kind of hit this on its head, meaning, he said, what's the pshat? What does it mean that he hit it on its head? What did he do over here in Gimel? Loi Amru Ella Kadeish Loi Yikra. Meaning this din is originally he said it's Halach L'mish Misinai. And then he said, no, Machla Amaycha, it's not a Halach L'mish Misinai, but rather it was just said that it shouldn't tear. So Rashi explains, Im Eina Mishayer, if you don't leave over some stitching, so imagine you've got all the Amudim stitched from the bottom to the top, when you roll up the Sefer, you're going to really tighten it hard. Im Eina Mishayer Mahadik B'chazka, you're going to really do it tight. B'koyach, u'maschu l'harchiv, v'ritzili kara, meinem alahat ke'yoyser. Whereas, if you have some of the stitching, if it's not stitched all the way to the top, so you're naturally not going to tighten it too much, because you're scared that it's going to rip. So that's the function of doing so. The Gemara says, "The Yamar B'chia by Abba Mabiechin Omali Nishtar by Ma'arish Amad by Meishiv Eliyahu Kimeli Neked Machat Sidkis Lehayu Chilam Lamed B'Meha Oira." Another Memra of B'chia by Abba Amar Biechinon. That had it been that in the Ma'ara that Moshe and Eliyahu were in when Hashem passed over, had there been a little crack the size of a Machat Sidkis, then they wouldn't have been able to withstand the great light. And she says, so I'll place you in this little cleft of rock. So if there was a tiny little thing The Rashi says, "Ilmali nishtar ba machet kefi machet kishavah aleinah kadosh baruch hu kimeish amar v'sakrisi kapi alecha." They wouldn't have been able to withstand to withstand the great light. And finally, v'amar b'chir bar abba amar b'yech nemaydechsev. What is pshat in the pasuk, which says, "V'aleinah kechol advar meshadib Hashem imachem bahar"? What is that referring to? Melamed Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lameisha Dikduki Tera Dikduki Seferim V'masha Seferim Asidim L'Chadish. So what is it that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu? He showed him Dikduki Tera, all of the dinim which are learned from the various diukim, like let's say the Essin and the Gamim, the Achin and the Rakin, the Dikduki Seferim, the dinim which we learn from the Mishnayos and so on, and Masha say from Asidim L'Chadesh. This is a reference to Mikra Megillah. Okay, we will go out here.